HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
98kupd, it's corn right there. Thoughtless. And we're just going to jump right to it. Not even going to get into the intro. But I got it right here. What would Brady do is now happening quickly on a Tuesday, a quick hitter. And also we have our friend Dale Hellestray, who is, how close are you?
Waiting for the call.
Get in here, Dale Hellestray. Sanderson Ford's Dale Hellestray from the Deuce Fan. Everybody gets a boner show. Morning, 7 to 9 on 1060 Deuce Fan.
He's still associated with Sanderson Ford. The segment's over.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's Sanderson Ford's Dale Hellestray, whether he likes it or not.
Oh, and whether they like it or not.
That's exactly right. Even if they've canceled, I didn't get the memo. You're going to be on the Family Feud, Sanderson Ford's Dale Hellestray.
Well, we are hoping to be on the Family Feud.
How did this start?
You know what? My oldest daughter loves the show, and she's a go-getter. I mean, she had her wedding planned in about 2 days. And so we saw their auditions were coming here to Phoenix. She emailed them. You have to say something about everybody in your group, and then they invite you down.
It's good, though, because it'll say, my dad was the center for the Cowboys in their championship years. They like that
rings.
Stuff. They
they love that. And then they saw me up close and personal.
And they're like,
and put us right over the top.
And then did you hear a lot of the director going, no close-ups, no close-ups?
See, why you got to be mean?
Because that's going to happen. Also, you can't be, for your family's sake, the leader of the family.
Why?
Because you have to go first.
Yes.
And you're going to lose the first one. You're going to be behind the eight ball right away because you're going to go up there and they're going to ask you a question about naming an animal in Africa.
Yeah, let your wife lead.
Yeah. Dog.
You don't even know my wife.
I know, but
literally.
I don't need
Eric's
to.
Right. We don't need to meet any of your family to know. Also,
hey, I got a pretty good looking family, don't I?
Beautiful family.
Thank you.
Don't know where
all
you
of us
bought
together.
Them, but they are a wonderful group of people who are. It looks like a lovely group of hostages.
Are you?
Brady,
Dale,
don't
you
laugh
working,
at that.
Are you working on your reaction time for the button?
It's really weird. So, you know, you sit on your couch and you go, "Oh, that's a stupid answer," but all of a sudden, because we played a game against another family, and there's probably 200 people in the room. You almost even. I forgot what the question was.
Right.
As soon as I gave my answer, which was the
what was it? What was your question and answer?
Name something on a person's body that most people know the measurement of.
Warts. Is that your answer?
Cows.
What did you say? Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. What was your answer?
I think I said your weight.
Really. You didn't go for the obvious one, huh?
Which one's the obvious one?
Dick.
What?
Come on.
Most people, this is men and women.
Yeah, that's right.
Men and women.
And women know how big their dicks are if they've got one.
Wow.
It's 2019, Dale. Women can have dicks now.
I still think this show's
with the times.
I still think this show's not
on,
even
man.
On air.
You're a bigot.
Are you guys off today, too? Were you guys off
here.
Yesterday?
We're here today.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
But
pretty cool, though.
So we won there, and then that's where they make the big cutoff because
that's great.
We watched a bunch of families go up there and then they just leave and we're getting ready to leave and this girl came up to me and gave me a piece of paper and said, you need to go see so-and-so. So then we went in to the next round and that's where you actually sit there and talk about yourselves and video you and
all that stuff.
Yeah.
So did you think your family obviously has gone. Did you think you blew it for them? Did you say anything stupid?
I don't think
you handled yourself well.
I'm good in front of a
Yeah, you're
camera.
All right. You're all right in front of the camera. The camera is not
good
in front of you.
As I told you, I'm the eye candy for the group.
Oh, man. That is an insult to everyone you brought
the
with
you. The cowboy thing is strong. Do you have any family members with an ailment or anything? You need
I told my brother-in-law, I said, you need to go in there with some kind of disability.
Dying. Yeah.
Well, did you mention your CTE?
I didn't mention that.
No, you should have.
He forgot.
Damn.
I forgot to mention my CTE.
Well, good luck to you because it's good for everything if this happens.
Yes.
I mean, still nobody's going to listen to that.
Will you come and watch our show?
Are you kidding? In a second, I'll be there. Yeah. Am I a guest?
A guest on the Family Feud?
No. Like in the crowd, I'll go watch you. Steve Harvey's going to have a field day with you, though.
What do you think?
The studio audience.
He just will.
I think Steve and I probably hit it off.
Think you're going to get it
right? Hang out, golf together a
little
bit.
Don't look at him. Don't look at his eyes.
What?
He doesn't like that. A memo to all his employees to stop looking at him in the face.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Don't knock on my door. Don't tell me.
He's a hard ass.
And don't look me in the eyes. No reason for
that. Well, watch me stare him down.
I know. That's what I'm hoping for. Give him the eyeballs.
I can't help it. I locked in on him.
It'll be great. Well, good luck. You and your family
Thank you.
Deserve something good to happen to the rest of them.
They do. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know about Dale.
Eric, what would be? Do you think that you didn't even feel that? You know what I'm saying? You didn't even feel that.
What do you think it would rival your, like, let's say you win the full 20 grand at the end? Who is, let's get way ahead of ourselves, but if you win, who's going to Fast Money?
I've already determined, not you. The first, because we're planning on winning five times, because that's all you can win.
Right. So you get 100 grand.
Right. So probably the first one would be my oldest daughter and myself.
No. You want to win the money.
No, that's...
Your daughter and her wife are quick on my feet. Oh, this is pickles and cucumbers, Dale. What's Easter Island?
Oh, could you imagine them asking that?
Oh, man.
You know now. You're locked in.
Yeah, what happens if that won me the 20 grand?
We'd split it. Yeah.
Where do pickles come from? And, cucumbers.
Yeah, who does Ian look like?
Yeah.
Lord Fauntleroy. This is easy. So I think you...
I just imagine an Easter Island question.
Yeah.
What's on Easter Island? Yeah. Bunnies?
Something you see on Easter Island. Jesus. Me.
See, the thing is, you got to remember that the people who get surveyed for this are not rocket scientists.
Oh, no. They prey on that. Yeah. So dumber answers are better.
Yes.
Well, good luck to you.
So I might even do better than you think.
When did they say if you were going to get chosen?
We'll find out in the next 3 weeks.
That's fantastic.
I have a feeling we'll find out soon.
You think they're going to get you? Yeah. They're not going to let this
one
slip through.
You felt like you're in.
All right. Yes.
So all right. Felt that good. That's
our own Dale Hellestray. 98 KUPD's Dale Hellestray is about to be a Family Feud superstar.
Don't claim him.
I'm claiming him right now.
It's not official, right?
Oh, I want people to watch this.
If we win, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do what will Brady do?
Wear a KUPD something.
Well, give me something.
Oh, done. Done.
They won't let him wear that.
Oh, yeah. They'll have a little like T-shirt or something. We'll just put a little symbol on there. They won't even know what it is. They won't even know. It won't be logos.
I might wear a Sanders for Ford shirt.
That's not a bad idea. They won't let you have that because it's like.
We'll give them a hat with all these logos.
Yeah, you can't have that. They'll kick that right.
Oh, HMS. Yeah. HMS.
A fake tattoo or something. All right, Dale. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Feeling good.
Glorious. All right, quickly, because we've got a Tuesday, Monday show. The What Would Brady Do is brought to you by Mo Money Pawn, 12th Street and Indian School. MoMoneyPawn.com. They're on Facebook. They're on eBay. You want it, they got it. You want to get rid of it, they'll take it. And you know what? You can make a little money there. Get yourself on your feet. Pay some bills. And get everything straight. That's what they're about. Mo Money Pawn, 12th Street and Indian School. Here we go. Dear Brady, my boss is the guy in the office who puts boogers on the unisex bathroom wall. He is a ball buster. He's not very nice. He's disgusting. He farts in front of me, says gross stuff about his underpants, mentions that he's a shower, not a grower. I don't even know what that means. I think she got that backwards. And as a woman in the office, I am uncomfortable, and the pay is absolutely amazing. That's the problem. He's the owner. 13 employees work here. If I start a thing because it's a daily constant grind for me with him, there's a chance this place closes up just for my benefit. 13 people would be out of work, and I like most of them. Getting a new job would mean half the money. He overpays me, and I think he does it so he can get away with half the stuff he does. What would Brady do, TM?
Steady as it goes.
Yeah, deal with it, sister.
Game on.
Grow some duck feathers, baby. Big deal. As long as he's not showing you the bacon strips in his underpants, then let him talk all day.
Yep.
Sticks and stones. If he makes you smell his underwear, then you're like, hey.
That's right to the on. Next level.
Yeah. How much more are you going to pay me? Because if Tripp came in and said, you want double money? Like, what do I have to do? Sniff these bacon strips. The next noise you'd hear.
Can't be that bad.
It smells like poop. I've smelled that before. Yeah. Now floss with a pube.
Oh.
Heyday! Next noise you'd hear.
Well, Toledo might do all that after his weekend.
Now use one of mine. Oh, wait a minute. I misunderstood. Yeah, Toledo, you might do it. Toledo's in a bind.
We'll let you know how it goes tomorrow, but...
I don't know if you want to talk about that yet. We'll open up one of these days, but whoo, doggy.
I thought Toledo was broke before.
Man, woo! Oh, man.
Now he's really broke.
No fun. It's not even your fault this time.
Nope.
Normally when you're broke, it's because you're stupid. This isn't your fault. Anyway, we'll get into that another time. Tolerate the boss. If he's not touching you and he's not like making it, if it's just uncomfortable, tell him to clean the boogers off the wall.
How much is it if you're stepping away and people will go, oh, boo-hoo.
Right.
Suck it up.
Suck it up. I say suck it up. We have to suck it up every day. Dale goes in there and drops a Bartlett Lake into the bathroom. Whew, smells like fish and Clorox.
Johnny.
Dear Brady, Johnny, come on. Nothing sacred. Kids in private school, $8,000 next year. And frankly, they haven't been doing that great in this school. So I don't see much of a difference in private versus public. Talking to my ex-wife about it, I live in a nice area. The public school is just fine. So $8,000 for next year's private school, or take that money and buy my girlfriend some new cans, or buy myself a bunch of truck accessories. It's for a Jeep, John, just letting you know. Brady, your decision is what I am going to do. BJ. Kids back to a private school that he doesn't even feel like they're doing that well.
Yeah.
New cans for the girlfriend or Jeep accessories. Highly recommended Outlaw. Go out there. Let Michael take care of you.
Hmm. Because he really has to back up if the school is not doing as well on the
if they're not seeing that bigger
result. He's got the X in the equation that still wants him to go to the private school.
Right.
I say you find another school. Maybe maybe not the
public school, Brady. He's saying
but
it's
you could find a there's some decent charter schools.
This one or public school, new cans, Jeep accessories. These are your options.
I'm going to say you're a grown man.
It's not the point of this exercise, Brady.
What would I do?
What would you do?
If I felt if I felt the school was not really up to the tuition,
they're out of the school.
Yeah,
you got $8,000 expendable.
Yeah,
cans, Jeep.
Oh,
accessories.
So he's asking me whether the cans are.
They're going into public school.
Get the Jeep accessories.
I totally agree. Jeremy's over there shaking his
head. Agree?
That's the proper thing. It's a girlfriend. Exactly. You never buy girlfriend cans. Ever. Ever.
You're on the fence again?
You know what? If
it
means that much.
Maybe it's because of Jeep accessories. I don't have a Jeep.
You don't have a Jeep, but if you had like something else you're passionate about, you know? Yeah.
Or if you want to save that money. Still, never buy the girlfriend cans.
How long were they dating?
Didn't say. Completely. Still just a girlfriend. She can buy her own cans.
Yeah.
You don't buy a girl cans.
I'm on the fence on that.
And she can bail out and take those cans to some other dude.
Yeah, but you can have some fun.
You can have fun with a stripper. It's not your. Yeah, you don't do that. You're already paying enough for her. You need to add another $8,000 inside and then have her go, meh.
Chances are higher she checks out once she gets them into.
Exactly. You just boosted her confidence for that money, too. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye, Dad.
You can say that at any time. Bye, Dad. You can be married and you can put them in.
Where's he going? Number one answer is sadness.
I'd make her pay half. I'd get 4,000 in Jeep accessories, and then I'd have 4,000 for her rack.
One boost.
Yeah, come right. Get her four. Involved.
That's not bad. All right.
You could negotiate.
Because you get a nice amount of stuff for your Jeep for $4,000.
Yeah.
And then pay for one of her boobs.
Keep
and then
her in
say,
the game.
Get the other one.
Have your cake and eat it too.
You get the other one. That, okay, we'll go with that. That's a nice compromise.
Make
Survey
sure.
Says. I agree with that. But you don't ever, you know, go full pull on a girlfriend's boobs. Ever. Not at all. You got no recourse there. They just disappear. A wife, sure, you can even start maybe even talking about getting that back. With Cordell and Cordell on your team.
Get one of them back.
Yeah, you get at least half, right? Mo Money Pawn, 12th Street and Indian School. You can pawn it. MoMoneyPawn.com. They've got flamethrowers. I got a guy who said, I'm actually interested in a flamethrower. He's got a cabin up north. It's snowing like crazy. And I'm like, that's actual use of
You'll enjoy it.
You'll actually use it. Not bad. Mo Money Pawn, thank you for bringing all the possibilities to What Would Brady Do. Jeep accessories and half a set of boobs. I like that. No matter what, though, put that kid in a public school is wasting your time and money. It's 98 KUPD. I like that. Well done, boys.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?